Penguin Random House Audio presents The Other Side of Silence, a Bernie Gunther novel, by Philip Kerr. Read for you by John Lee. He ruined me, and I am re-begot, of absence, darkness, death, things which are not. John Donne, A Nocturnal upon St. Lucy's Day. Chapter 1. French Riviera, 1956. Yesterday, I tried to kill myself. It wasn't that I wanted to die as much as the fact that I wanted the pain to stop. Elizabeth, my wife, left me a while ago, and I'd been missing her a lot. That was one source of pain, and a pretty major one, I have to admit. Even after a war in which more than 4 million German soldiers died, German wives are hard to come by. But another serious pain in my life was the war itself, of course, and what happened to me back then, and in the Soviet POW camps afterward, which perhaps made my decision to commit suicide odd, considering how hard it was not to die in Russia. But staying alive was always more of a habit for me than an active choice. For years under the Nazis, I stayed alive out of sheer bloody-mindedness. So I asked myself, early one spring morning, why not kill yourself? To a Goethe-loving Prussian like me, the pure reason of a question like that was almost unassailable. Besides, it wasn't as if life was so great anymore, although, in truth, I'm not sure it ever was. Tomorrow.